next if he ordered a strike and Syria continued to use chemical weapons.
But there is never any justification for violence.
Now, go find the others. .com.
I'm going to be honest, as an audience, I'm beginning to find you tiresome, rude, and disagreeable. And if any of you, honestly, if any of you know of any other better material I should be performing, you can email me. My email address is, noreply@mail.com.
As it is 4 o'clock in the morning right here on the community radio station. This is 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. That is community radio in the 21st century. A preacher looking for a choir. My church is on fire at 2 minutes after the hour of four right here on the Paragon Radio program as we go into another day. We've been up all night drinking coffee and talking about the state of affairs in America. The reality, I mean, you know, why you should not be so afraid of the shape-shifting alien reptiles of the world, because I mean, I believe Jake said it earlier, the world's about to pop like a zit anyway. Or at least Yellowstone is, and everything's going to expand. And why wouldn't we have a good old-fashioned Edgar Cayce pole shift? Right? I mean, most people think about a shifting a pole would be, you know, getting a dancing stick. There's something like dancing stick, you know. I mean, stripper poles. What do you think about pole shifting? You think more about a girl shifting on a pole.
It sounds like an election being rigged.
That's a pole with one less letter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different pole.
So do I get to apologize for the suicide?
No, we should just move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We should just move on. No need to apologize for anything. Apology always implies guilt. Didn't you ever pay attention to politics?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't apologize for stuff.
Well, I meant to leave the cuss words in there then.
How else would it go about? At 4 minutes past the hour four right here on 90.1 FM.
Did you guys see the top news story right now? Biofuels made from the leftovers of harvested corn plants are worse than gasoline for global warming in the short term.
Because of all the energy put into producing that much extra corn.
The EPA disagrees, but it was a $500,000 study paid for by the federal government and released Sunday.
What it truly comes down to is that it's a negative energy equation when you try to turn the corn into a fuel, because it costs so much more energy at the front half of that equation. I really think that's just a way for them to mess with the Mexicans. I'm not going to lie to you. The Mexicans eat a lot of corn. In fact, I don't know if y'all know this, that's where corn comes from. You got to realize that, yeah, I mean, if you look at globalization as a reality and the movement against globalization, literally where corn comes from is where the original anti-globalists come from. And I'm not talking about Zach De La Roca's bedroom. I'm talking about, you know, like Chiapas, Subcomandante Marcos, the guy that made the balaclava something that people wanted to wear. Be cool. The modern day Che in the early 90s. Viva la Revolucion, viva la Chiapas. Do you guys know what I'm talking about at all?
Che's Rebellion.
Not Che, Subcomandante Marcos.
C-H-E.
The Zapatistas.
Sorry. I got you, yeah.
C-H-E, Che Guevara. Right. That would be, he's the Bolivian-born Cuban. Is he a Bolivian? He's not a Cuban. He's from the continent of South America. He was a revolutionary that went to Cuba. He died in Bolivia. He's Venezuelan, right? Bolivar.
Argentinian?
Yeah, no, Argentinian. That's, you're right about that. But nevertheless, the whole idea of globalization, you know, one of the manifestations of globalization is the fact that soon enough, all corn throughout the entire globe is going to be of one kind, and there's one company that's going to own the one patent to the one type of corn left. Or there's the situation with bananas. Bananas are about potentially to be completely and totally eradicated, the Cavendish species of banana. Because in the old world, not in the new world where we are, but in the old world, there is a banana fungus that is killing off the banana trees. Banana trees are big trees that take years to grow. These plantations exist. The last time there was a big die-off of banana trees was in the 50s. And that was the introduction of the Cavendish species of banana. It was back, you know, all the way 60 years ago. Let's go to the phones, though. 816-931-5534-931 KKFI, you're on the radio.
Your show sucks.
Thanks, buddy.
Was that Francis again?
Perfect opportunity. Is Francis a friend of yours?
I don't have any friends.
We noticed. We absolutely noticed. But do you guys know anything about Subcomandante Zapatistas, the anti-globalization thing?
No.
I mean, literally where that movement started in, you know, southern Mexico in the state of Chiapas, where the people didn't want, I believe it was McDonald's, to come in there and take out some land to be cattle ranched, like take out jungle to then put cows in there, and then once the cows eat all the vegetation, then you move on, right? And that's a story with where a lot of that jungle was going, literally for the production of beef. And they said no to it, and, you know, have been waging a guerrilla war ever since. And a lot of that, you know, kind of anti-globalization movement has been eclipsed by the cartels and the drug war. Which is kind of funny, because if you think about it, if you're going to involve drugs and guns and the exchange of those across borders, you got to kind of include a government with that, don't you? I mean, that would only make sense. That's the general MO. You can't move that much illegal narcotic and illegal and high power weapon without having, you know, the assistance of some officials, peoples with badges. And then, you know, the guys that don't need no stinking badges.
Right? Didn't one of the Bushes have a Zapata oil, a derivation of that word?
Well, you know, Francisco Zapata was, you know, another one of the old school revolutionaries.
Zapata oil, didn't one of the Bushes?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, it was, you know, HW.
Zapata oil?
Zapata. 816-931-5534. Or if you want to text in that the show sucks, you can do so at 816-301-5731. Good morning, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Hey, it's Brother Love.
Hey, man, I heard you guys talking about.
Brother Love, start off.
Yeah.
Are we cool, man?
I heard you guys talking about.
Nah, see, we're not cool, Brother
Love. Let me see. Hold up, man. You interrupted me. Hell, I can't thank you. You want to hear yourself or you want people to call in?
Hey, man, I was just asking if we were cool, and I guess I just got my answer.
Yeah, man, but you interrupt me so damn much. That's why you don't know nothing. You don't like to listen.
You know, Brother Love, we let you go up and do your rap.
You want me to speak? Look, I'm going to tell you something. This earth used to be, okay, you got 75% water, okay, and then the rest of it is earth. It used to be one continent. You've got what you call the earth's core. It is magma, okay? And look, when it gets real hot, the crust separates. The tectonic plates separate. And this is what causes the earth to grow. You understand what I'm saying?
Jake does.
Huh?
Yeah, I do.
Look, this is what caused the continental shift. Do you hear me? And everybody floats on these certain little continents. We are mammals. We evolved to the region and climate in which we live, closer or farther from the equator. So wherever your little island floats, that's what you look like. You see, look, this earth, on the outer earth, all the trees look like they're separate, but the roots all run together. See, this is something, look, and I'm going to tell you, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. Mother Nature has her way of reverting back to the originals. You see the four blood moons? The tides are governed by the moons. This is how you get your tsunamis and stuff, and all the rest of the hurricanes and stuff. You see the earth, it rotates on its axis 360 degrees. Well, now it's rotating probably 180 degrees because of the blood moons, because of your tsunamis, and because of the way that you guys are changing up everything. And I thought you didn't believe in global warming. What's happening now? You can't fool Mother Nature. She has her way of reverting back to the original to heal herself.
But you have to realize that global warming is the same thing as gay marriage now. I mean, if you believe in gay marriage, you have to believe in global warming.
Right, and I think the only stance we took against that was the carbon credit tax system.
Brother Love hung up on himself, by the way.
They were trying to implement on global warming as in the ideas of Al Gore and the hockey stick. Nobody's ever said, you know, stuff doesn't change because, you know, you have global cooling at the same time as you have global warming. It's not one or the other. Something's up.
And yeah. I would just like the record to be shown for Brother Love, that he's always been able to call up and give his little rap and move right along. Sometimes you try to ask a man a question, and he doesn't listen, and you're not having a conversation. It's two people talking at each other. That's different than having a conversation. But that's okay. If you'd like to call in, 816-931-5534, 931-KKFI. I mean, does it really matter if it's an expanding earth or just a big-ass earthquake if California falls into the Pacific Ocean? I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Right, or a new state pops up next to California, or however.
I mean, would the whole thing expand, like, slowly, like, perfectly? I mean, is my backyard getting bigger?
No, the Earth's an oblique spheroid. You can Google image search what the Earth looks like.
That explains all the rocks.
If you take all the water off of the Earth, it's not even symmetrical. Or
you could make somebody cry by calling them an oblique spheroid.
Right. I know a few. But that's the whole thing about pi. There is no real perfect circle. It's you can never reach zero nor infinity. You just get infinitely close. But the Earth is not at all close to a perfect circle. Though it does spin in 360 degrees, its geometric shape is an oblique spheroid. And if you look at it with the water off of it, it's not even a symmetrical oblique spheroid. It looks like, you know.
If you look at the Earth with the water off of it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. What the hell are you talking about?
Have you ever seen
it? I mean, think about what you just said. If you look at the Earth with no water on it, I mean...
Right.
That's a goofy thought.
I'm going to pull the picture up and show you what it looks like. It'll blow your mind.
Well, okay.
Because with the water on it.
This is an artist's rendering,
no? No. It's.
Is this from David Copperfield's website?
It's one of these new.
Introducing the disappearance of the oceans.
I think it's the Holy Grail satellite that's doing a poll.
The Holy Grail, the Pope?
No, the Grail satellite. It's GRAIL. It's not the full spelling of Grail and whatever it means. But usually, satellites hang over one spot and go with the Earth. They're
fair enough.
But these things that are actually orbiting from the poles are doing like an MRI of the Earth, and there's pictures of it, just the rock itself, without the water or atmosphere on it. And it's not a round ball by any shape of the imagination.
Well, that would make sense, since some of the oceans are... Right. You know, miles and miles deep.
Yeah, that was the whole thing with the Panama Canal. Sea level on the Pacific side and sea level on the Atlantic side were two different levels. Like, sea level is not even sea level.
Well, right. Sea level is just the reality of that's where the water starts.
Correct.
This is a point at which you need both.
But if you diagrammed it from the center of the Earth out, that sea level is a different length.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, Russ.
Hey, man. You're psychic there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say that, first off, Mother Nature does not exist.
Metaphorically.
There's no way to prove that.
Yes, she does.
I mean, that's like believing in Zeus.
I met Mother Nature at the psychic fair last year at the International Trade Convention in Overland Park.
I mean, God doesn't exist. Jesus doesn't exist.
You have proof
Buddha
for this?
Doesn't exist. Well, not really exist. There might have been a Buddha at one time, but... historical Buddha, but, you know, it's just all myths and fairy tales for the uneducated to hang on to their,
it's called
like,
mythology.
It's like a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Huh?
Maybe mythology, the problem with organized religion are the people that organized it. I mean, religion's
not a bad
thing.
Well, that's true.
That's the real problem, is that people have, religion is the OG, triple OG way to mind control people. I mean, before there was the 24-hour news cycle. You know when that ferry in South Korea flipped over? Within a day, I felt like it had been 2 weeks since that happened. I was like, they're still looking for Korean kids? And I don't mean to... I mean, it's really sad what happened with that thing. It's pretty amazing. And especially because that boat flips and nobody says anything about Korea. And I mean the North one.
No, that's true. I'm surprised that hasn't popped into the equation yet.
They have said that the ferry in Korea took a sharp turn and flipped.
Because they had cargo on top, and it made it unstable, and it made such a sharp turn. Now it shifted the weight balance.
I'm not a sailor. You know, I'm
not concerned. Either, so that's just what I've heard, though.
Well, boats operate on hydrodynamics, like an aeroplanes or aerodynamic. If you screw if you screw up the lift versus pull ratio, the plane's going to crash. And it's the same with aerodynamics. If you get
water dynamics,
hydrodynamics. Sorry. Anyway, yeah, you can flip them over accidentally because they're not like a bubble designed to just float on anything.
But before there was the 24-hour news cycle, there was the priest. I mean, within 24 hours of that ferry having flipped, I felt like it had been... I mean, I felt like I had been updated so many times, and they had checked back in so many times that it had happened so long ago. And they're like, this had happened at 5 o'clock this morning, General Meanwich time.
So how long does it seem to you that they've been looking for that plane?
Who's General Meanwich?
No, exactly. It's a ferry, not a plane. And that
plane... How many YouTube channels are there now?
Well, exactly. I mean, the whole point is that religion at one point was the 24-hour news cycle when it was.
Well, that's true.
Not quite that, or whatever it is. It was the professional. Well,
I understand.
Sport.
Well, I understand why primitive people clung to religious icons, et cetera, but I don't see how anybody with a rational mind can reconcile the belief in something that they can, the belief in something that's supernatural.
You know why, Russ?
That's gonna give a damn about their lives.
Because so much of life is irrational, so we've got to put something on it, and mythology is
just
one
modality.
Well,
that's true, but, the alternative is, is the scientific method, and I believe more in the scientific method than I do in, supernatural fairy tales that rationally there's no way, there's no evidence that Jesus ever existed.
Well, and that's different than, God or science, because when you get to the subatomic level, these things appear to be magical. They appear and vanish.
Well, that's true, too.
And I think the religion allows one to kind of be metaphysical or more imaginative. And even for the scientist, there has to be some component there of using imagination to come up with a justification, because that's really what it is. I mean,
right.
Religion predated. I mean, religion and science fought
and
because
science
they were competitors.
Become the new religion. Russ, have you heard of junk DNA?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
It's actually not junk DNA now.
Well, correct, but just that phrase in general, the junk DNA part they're referring to is 97% of the equation. The Human Genome Project, they got 3-4% of it done. They called the rest junk, and everybody swears the DNA is 100% infallible. They figured it out. These Cray computers are all the best, and this other piece we'll just call junk, and people go, yeah, the scientists say it's junk, and they believe that without knowing that it's the vast majority of the whole entire equation they haven't solved yet.
There's a bunch of
inactive ingredients.
Well, I understand
there's appeal to authority and appeal to scientific authority, but I'm just saying in my own mind, I find it extremely difficult to.
You know why that is, Russ? Because you work for the government. Okay.
Yeah, the government is my god.
And, well, you know, it's an atheistic reality, is what it comes down to.
Well, since I probably pissed off a bunch of religious people, I'll go ahead and.
No, big dog's knocking on the window.
Well, the other question. It's an age old question. Is whose god is the right god and. It's just an endless argument that has no end in sight.
Well, it's with all knowledge, the same with the subatomic, subatomic particles. The more you study something, the closer you look, the more you're just left with,
a lot of questions.
Yeah.
The big problem, though, with
you're chiming in on religion, though. Nobody cares.
The big problem with Christianity is that if you've ever played telephone. I mean,
nobody's ever played. It's 2014. Nobody's played telephone.
I think I did once.
2014.
Oh no, people play telephone.
Anybody? I mean, really?
You know what I'm talking about?
People don't.
Well, I'm
going to
jump off
anymore.
Here while you guys are playing telephone.
They have small. Right. Yeah, thanks, Russ. But they have small computers they carry around in their pockets.
For 2,000 years, right, is how long we've pretty much had this Bible thing kicking around. For 75% of that time. If you questioned it, you were,
you lost
burned alive, you were beheaded publicly, you were pulled apart by horses, whatever was your fate. But, I mean, I hate to offend
Big Dog.
The Christian people because I have some in my family, but if you look at a map of where Christianity really thrives in this country, it's never by the intellectual centers. It's always out in the places where you might say people go to school 4 days a week. if you get what I'm saying. And, there's not. It's always you find the most religious people in places where you can only buy stuff at Walmarts. That's all I'm saying.
You can figure that out. But you're saying you're religious people in a derogatory sense. I mean, there's definitely plenty of people who are very well educated.
You're talking about Irish Catholics is what you're talking about.
No, not necessarily. I'm thinking more like Episcopalians.
Okay.
But when it comes down to it, there's clearly a bunch of Bible thumping lunatics amongst us. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, we've all.
Because of where we live.
Yeah. Well, we live. Yeah.
The Bible Belt.
This is everywhere, though. This is coast to coast. I mean, there's these people in California, too. There might be, you know, a bunch of nudists in the Castro district of San Francisco selling Girl Scout cookies right now.
I have heard there are churches in L.A., too.
I mean, this is true, though. This does exist.
Scientology churches, right?
No, actual Christian churches in Los Angeles, California.
But think about this. In Midtown Kansas City, the El Torreon, the Cowtown Mall Ballroom, is now a church. I mean, think about that. I mean, think about IHOP. IHOP's not run by a bunch of, well, okay, it's run by a bunch of religious lunatics, but they're well-organized, aren't they? You know? Or they're not playing. They're playing with rattlesnakes.
They're very persistent at the least.
They've done something that's pretty.
Well, they're training God's army for the showdown.
Exactly.
Jesus camp.
It's quite amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question that is going on. But I mean, it's, you know, IHOP's not run by stupid people. It's clearly run by very intelligent people.
Playing telephone.
I guess so. 816, if you want to play telephone, 816-931-5534, 931-KKFI. I'm not to say that there's not a bunch of folks out there that have just kind of pawned it all off on dying anyway. Dying the great release and getting to go to heaven and whatever that means. This life might be horrible, but the afterlife, which is forever, is all right.
But I think it helps you move on, too. You're like, okay, now I know where I came from, I know where I'm going. Let's go watch that vampire show that's coming on.
Yeah. And to Brother Love's point, Russ, if you're still listening in, Mother Nature doesn't have to be a female goddess. It could be a description of the feminine qualities of, you know, the planet, which bears fruit, plants, life, you know, much like female fill-in-the-blanks do.
I think Mother Nature is just the consciousness of the Earth, which we're all a part of, right?
I thought it was that stinky lady that read my tarot at the psychic convention last year.
No, that's Brother Earth.
That's Mother Nature with a T-H-A.
M-U-T-H-A.
But, yeah, so, you know, whether it's Zeus or Thor, you know, these can be not physical anthropomorphic people. But see, the whole problem
What is it about some people that they have to have you agree with them about what you think? What is that? About religion. I mean, you know, seriously, that's the problem right there. I just summed it all up very simply. Why do other people think that they and you have to agree, and if you don't agree with them, that some reason they got to kill you? I don't believe it expressly says that in the Bible. It says you're supposed to like make them a meal and be nice to them,
or knock on your door relentlessly.
Yeah, it's
or these people it's that quite believe. Annoying.
But what I just said there, and if I can't just go like, this guy wants to believe in Zeus or Thor or whatever, God bless him. As long as he's not throwing his make-believe thunderbolts at my house,
right,
or whatever it is, I'm not bothered by it.
I think Thor uses ball lightning these days. He's upgraded his technology.
Is that the comic book Thor?
Whoever's throwing the lightning balls.
Right. That just reminded me of the fact that, you know, the police are now going to start using LRAD
in Missouri. Yeah, it was a last week suicide. To blast through your windows to alert you to slow
your ass down.
Yeah, they'll hit you with the LRAD siren first, and when you're officially paying attention, they piggyback a PSA in there about slowing down or speeding up in some cases.
Well, don't speed.
Well, I mean, the point is, how distracting would it be to get hit with a long-range acoustical device?
I mean, right, what is it going to say, though? Drink more Ovaltine? Right. I mean, what is the message going to say?
Healthcare.gov.
That's pretty amazing, though, doing that right on the side of the highway.
In the state of Missouri.
In the state of Missouri is right. 816-931-5534, or you can dial 301-5731 if you want to text in. It's the way people feel comfortable communicating with the radio show. Somebody texted in a long time ago. We're just now getting to it, though. Who would benefit from secret world expansion, Jake? I love the way that's phrased. Secret world expansion.
If they're referring to expanding Earth, the people that would benefit most in it not happening, that's why I think they're busting pressure spots like in the Gulf of Mexico, a mile underwater and a mile under that, when there's oil fields, you know, apparently in people's backyards in Louisiana, you know what I mean? It's like, why would you have to? So I think they're relieving pressure. I think the Fukushima thing, I think the reason they let off 2,053 nukes is to try and scar this thing up, give Mother Nature some birthmarks that, you know, Father Time's not going to want to fertilize. But,
You think all the fracking is to help facilitate a
relieve pressure,
a more a kindler, gentler Earth expansion?
Stave off the inevitable to let them.
I think it's just making money, Jake. Straight up,
Jake. I think now you're really starting to sound crazy.
I'm not arguing with that. I am crazy. Okay. It's like anything. It's not an either or issue. Sure, they're making money off of it. Absolutely, the people popping the gas and fracking the mine or the well itself are in it for the money.
It seems like if anything, they'd be destabilizing the situation further.
Yeah, that's what usually ends up happening, if we haven't noticed. The more penicillin you get, the stronger the virus gets.
Have you read the Bible?
A couple times.
It says, go forth and make a profit. It says it right in there. So I can't tell you where it says that, but I know for a fact it does.
Correct. They spell profit differently. But different denominations aren't any different than denominations of currency.
I guess it could be a different denomination. Yeah, I don't know. The expanding, you know, why? What does this then prove? That's what it really comes down to.
Change is the only constant. There's nothing to fear, actually, that, you know, a metamorphosis like giving birth is violent, nasty, and bloody as it seems, always gives birth to, though at first it may seem like
you
a crying baby.
You know, there are things to be afraid of, though.
Well, there are, but I mean, the big picture stuff.
I don't even eat bats, but I'm kind of afraid of Ebola.
I would be concerned to eat bat guano myself, but I'm not scared.
No. I'm not. Yeah,
of
it's
Ebola.
I got nothing to do with bats.
Because I generally eat things that don't contain Ebola, to the best of my knowledge.
I think it just spreads around, though.
It helps if you eat bat guano.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe it does. There are things to be afraid of out there.
But yeah, to answer the text message question, I think the people that would benefit from the expanding Earth would be the meek that will inherit it. But the reason for all the geoengineering is to stave off the status quo.
We get to figure if the Earth does have a rapid 72-hour expansion, that 7 billion number we're working with right now is going to get a lot smaller.
Right, because so many of those people live on the coast. Isn't like 75% of the population of Earth live within 10, 15 miles of a coastline?
But wouldn't it get a little cloudy, too, you got to figure, if you had an Earth expansion and a pole shift? You're going to kind of shake stuff up a little bit.
Yeah, it'll get screwy. Thank God we have Spam and McDonald's French fries. I mean, there will be a way to survive. But what comes out the other end will be radically different.
Yeah, so the road is where we're headed.
That's one scenario. I mean, it doesn't have to be that ghastly. What if, you know, like...
Well, we're eating cockroaches in diners.
Yeah, essentially.
Having to shoot at cannibals and stuff.
But if you don't have a shellfish allergy, cockroaches can be, you know, nutritious on a starvation level. So while we have a cupboard full of, you know, nice tasties, that cockroach might seem disgusting. If you haven't seen any food at all, that would be a delicacy and a feast of some sort.
Dipped in honey mustard.
Let's figure something else out.
Well, I mean, I agree. I'm not for the road.
Some people say that crickets are the food of the future.
I'm just saying.
That we're all going to be eating crickets in the future.
The locusts that swarm? Maybe.
Cricket flour, making cookies out of that stuff. They're high in protein.
Well, I mean, we eat a lot of those now because they get in the... There's crickets everywhere.
That's what I always remember when I used to smoke cigarettes. If you smoke cigarettes that come from a factory, how many bugs do you think you smoke in a pack? Bugs and boogers and just, like, stuff falling off the ceiling. You know what I mean? Just skins, you know, like cells and...
Somebody sneezed.
And guano. and some bat poop. That always creeped me out about
it. Yeah, birds will get
smoking in factory cigarettes. It's like, but what could be in there? And then I got to thinking, like, what if there was something that was real toxic in there?
Like polonium? What if?
Yeah, what if?
They put polonium in there on purpose.
And then you got to go, well, you're smoking a cigarette, buddy. I mean, at what point are you going to go?
Chew some tobacco.
Yeah, chew some tobacco. Let's do one of those tobacco butt plugs. Whatever those things.
Those actually work.
You get them at Red Axe.
My friend told me.
Your friend told you?
Yeah.
You get them at Red Axe.
Mm-hmm.
They got everything there.
They do.
For people that use tobacco. The tobacco users out there.
And more than that.
But tobacco, I mean, people in the future won't even smoke tobacco.
Just crickets, right?
Yeah. But that's kind of a funny thing. You got to think about smoking plants as opposed to eating them.
I already do that.
I mean, if... Yeah, exactly. At some point, you have to... You know, it's like the food versus fuel thing. It's like, you know, I mean, because you can kind of not eat and smoke cigarettes and, you know, trade them off. But if there's, like, a true food shortage, would you be able to get cigarettes? Is there, you know, a plant that you grow agriculturally?
Right. Well, I bet the tobacco plant would survive on its own in some form.
To have the expanding earth and have a place to put it.
Higher elevation tobacco.
All right, well, it's the middle of the night. You're listening to the radio. Man, do you know that there's thousands of people that climb Mount Everest? There was just an avalanche on Mount Everest. There's thousands of people that climb Mount Everest every single year, to the point at which there's trash everywhere.
Yeah, littered with dead bodies, too. A lot of times they'll just leave you up there.
But now you're required to carry, like, 100... Every hiker is required to carry 100 pounds of trash out of the... Or, you know, mountain climber is required to, out of the park every year. It's, like, getting to be a serious problem.
So if they let you climb it, you got to bring trash back with you?
Is that what you're saying? Yeah, absolutely. And it costs... You know, it costs, like, $15,000 to do it, too. And you're now required to bring a Sherpa with you.
Well...
I guess I'm never doing that.
I guess
I'm never going to climb Mount Everest.
I have an extra Sherpa you could borrow.
They say it was the... okay, no, they don't. I'm thinking of the one in Turkey. What is that mountain called?
Ararat?
Yeah, that
where
one.
Noah's Ark is?
Yeah.
It's right exactly on the top up there.
It's just still sitting there. I don't believe in Noah's Ark.
No? What do you think you had?
No, I'm kidding. Belief is a tricky word.
You know, it's a very good story.
Right, and flooding has happened everywhere. I mean,
the Russell Crowe movie, guys?
I haven't seen it yet, but I heard he did it.
Oh, speaking of movies.
A Moses retake.
Known Unknowns.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what an excellent film.
Oh, you saw it?
Oh, my God.
Where'd you see it?
I see it the same way I see everything.
Oh, you creep.
Oh, I'm a creep, all right. Oh, it was such an excellent movie. Donald Rumsfeld is...
Better than The Fog?
Oh, my God, so much better. You think Donald Rumsfeld cried on camera? No. I mean, Robert McNamara showed so much genuine remorse for all the people he helped kill, you know? And the life he lived... We're talking about, you know, there was Fog of War.
But enough time hasn't gone by yet, in his defense. I mean, let's make this movie in 40 years.
Donald Rumsfeld is 873 years old.
Exactly.
I mean, he's been around for a long time.
The Unknown Known? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. I may have flipped it. I mean, it's based upon that famous press conference quote of Rumsfeld's when he said there are known knowns, there are known unknowns, and then there are unknown unknowns. But then he said that there are also unknown knowns.
Which and are known things, unknowns.
Things that you think you don't know.
That you don't even know that you know.
No, that you don't know. Which is, I mean, it's just Rumsfeld. He's one of those guys.
The old Delphi trick.
They would it's like he would invite you, you know, into his library or his study and tell you about his family and ask you about yours. And then explain how he's, you know, participated in the ritual killing of, you know, a bunch of children or something. I mean, I don't know. I'm just, the guy is clearly has this evil component to him.
He's been at it for like 50 years, too.
853, to be exact. But he's so incredibly, you know, charming. And they go back and they show, I mean, he's just so, I mean, he spent 30 hours with Errol Morris filming this film. And Errol Morris is, you know, he's a very liberal, you know, person. He's a Jewish filmmaker from Hollywood, you know, a documentary filmmaker and an acclaimed one. But nevertheless, I mean, he has, you know, a stereotypical political leaning. You know, it's Hollywood, right? I mean, that's the land of Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. And he's interviewing Donald Rumsfeld. I mean, he's clearly, he did Fog of War as an anti-war movie, you know, years ago. Because of the Iraq War, right? Which Donald Rumsfeld created. And just they go back and they talk about, you know, Rumsfeld when he was a congressman and then when he was part of the Nixon administration and how Rumsfeld was always in it for himself. And they have on the Nixon tapes, Kissinger and Nixon talking about Rumsfeld. It's just, it's such a good watch.
What do they say about him?
You know, they just, you know, they're going to fire him after the whole Watergate thing blows over. Because he was in it for himself. Oh, man. Just such an amazing film. And you just get a sense that you're never going to have a politician or politicians like him again. And these people who...
That was a unique administration.
No, clearly. But it represented a different era of politics altogether. Now everything is just so scripted and contrived. And nobody ever goes to the edge on anything. It's all just meaningless drivel. There's never anything that comes out of any type of political event. Press conferences, presidential addresses, I mean, anything like that. I mean, George Bush, you know, W used to have presidential addresses where they were like, we're going to, you know, completely and totally suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We're going, you know, remember that? That was a long time ago. But no, I mean, it's just, it was a good watch.
Did you they cover his Nazi heritage in it at all?
That's what I'm saying. He goes way back. No, they just cover his public life as an American politician. That's all they do. They don't talk about any of his time at Searle when he did that. They talk about, you know, his time in the Reagan administration over there helping out with the old Saddam Hussein. Guys look really busy over there.
No, I was pulling up the actual quote because that got jumbled in my head.
The known thing?
Yep. Also the picture of his Nazi relatives.
Did you hear that Donald Rumsfeld, did you hear the one earlier this week when he compared Barack Obama to a trained ape?
Donald Rumsfeld did?
Mm-hmm. I have the audio of it if you want to play it. It's funny. It was on, can you guess what 24-hour news station it was on?
Russia Today.
You got it, baby.
Did I get it? Yeah, RT. What, and Michael Rupert died, huh?
Yep.
Or he killed himself.
He collapsed. It's a horrible joke. Yeah, apparently he killed himself. You know, who knows, but he's seen a lot.
But so he says, yeah. He did a radio interview with the lady and then killed himself.
If you're going to go, that's how to go.
It is?
I mean,
wouldn't you drive off a cliff in a Mustang or something? If that's the way to go, you do a radio show. You know,
is it better to kill yourself and not have done a radio show before you do it?
I think the internet radio program you do immediately before suiciding yourself is you know, becomes rather insignificant.
Do we know what show it was?
It was his show.
Oh, okay. Did they just call it Collapse, or that was just his documentary?
No. The documentary he did, Collapse, where it's just him sitting
in
the
chair. Oh, it was that guy, the Collapse guy.
Well, it's basically just him talking about things.
That never happened. Remember, that was all. That's more stuff that was like all supposed to happen by now. That hasn't happened yet. You can still go to.
Do you think the dark overlords of the planet Earth, the slithery lizard cabal that runs the planet in dark shadows and is secretly planning to expand the Earth or ease the expansion? Excuse me. No, I'm just joking. those people, are they? Are they throttling back? Because they're like, dang it, Michael Rupert made a documentary. We can't do our plan yet. The Georgia Guidestones will have to wait.
I think until
this whole Michael Rupert documentary blows over.
I think that we give them all too much credit, too. I mean, I really think it's just a bunch of morons making money.
Who? The lizard? The slithery lizard?
The people that shoot, you know, a million gallons of chemical water mixture into the earth at the speed of a bullet. I mean, it could be some kind of sinister, dark overlord thing, but I think it's really just about making money.
But you know who the real dummies are?
Christians.
No, it's us, because we all need those chemicals that are shot along with, you know, millions of gallons of water for every fracked up well. You know, we're the ones that it's responsible for North Dakota. I mean, the Bakken oil field and the exploitation of that. I mean, like, literally the natural gas burn off because there's no way to get it to market in North Dakota and the oil boom up there. You know, North Dakota is making more oil than Texas.
I have a friend right now who works for a hydraulic fracturing company in North Dakota.
And the gas runoff, the natural gas, you know, flare off where they just burn it. I mean, it looks like a city from space. The flames are that big.
Have you ever driven by one of those, like, in Texas?
Or has anyone seen the aerial footage of the Alberta tar sands? Do you really want to get creeped out?
NeilYoung.com.
You'll know why Neil's so pissed. You know, why is Neil so angry?
Michael Rupert's radio show is called The Lifeboat Hour.
The Love Boat Hour or
The Lifeboat Hour?
I think it's you just find his suicide to be quite hilarious. You're just over there chuckling it away.
I find it amusing that that's what it was called. That I think Jesse's wrong that I wouldn't do that show before I kill. If I knew I was going to kill myself.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Or at least change the name of the show. Like, this is the Lifeboat Hour anymore, guys.
This is, yeah, the capsized Korean ferry show.
Suicide 309.5.
Be time to. That would be the rough thing to do, the internet radio show. And especially, that's a lot of stuff to put on your last guest, too. You know?
Hold the gun.
A lot of stuff to put. I mean, I'm sure they were doing it on Skype, but still. You always have to wonder.
He looks like a FaceTime kind of guy.
Does that mean something?
It's an Apple version of Skype.
It's some joke that I don't get for some reason.
Yes.
It should Facebook more. You deleted your Facebook
still
account.
Still off of it. Haven't been still on off it, of it in quite a while.
Because Facebook is just like heroin or something. You can just go get more and you're
Jesse
back
summed
on
it up perfectly as we were trying to figure out the suicide, that Facebook will make you hate people you like and like people you hate.
Exactly what it's done to me. It's made people that I've always disliked. I'm like, well, they're not so bad. And then people I've liked my whole life, I see them on Facebook, and I'm like, why am I friends with this person? Douche. And then I hang out with them in person. I'm like, they're not a douche. They're pretty cool. And all these people that I think are pretty cool, I'm like, hang out with them in person. I'm like, man, you seem cool on Facebook, but you're a real douche in real life. It's completely falsified information.
They probably have an app for that, dude.
Yeah, so I haven't been on it since. Whether they've deleted, terminated, suspended, or limboed it. I think it's in purgatory, actually. Being judged right now.
Well, eventually we'll all wear Google Glass, and maybe it'll be like Google Contact or something like that. and it'll allow you to recognize other people. And when, you know, people are like, you know, I'm into having, you know, sex with strangers and their pets, and you sign up for that social group, you'll be able to see other people who have the similar interests when you're out at the dog park.
I was thinking it would you know, cut
and
down
then
on
that's the, like people won't need Facebook anymore.
I was thinking it would just cut down on the divorce rate. Will go down when everyone has Google glasses, right?
People because fidelity will go up.
Well, it's like why do I got?
What is the implication?
Why do
the
I have to leave you for someone better when I can just put my Google glasses on and here I am? You know, I'm doing, you know, Cindy Crawford here, but it's still my wife. But in my Google glasses, I'm, you know, you got to think that that's going to work. It's going to be like some kind of.
So you're saying like my father was right about what he said about it all being. It all being about 10 minutes before the top of the hour right here on.
He was right about that.
He was, wasn't he?
This is a good one. You're 8 times more likely to be killed by a police officer than a terrorist.
Oh, everyone's known that for years.
Mm-hmm. No.
Is it only 8 times?
Only 8 times.
Yeah, only 8.
Did you see the video of the cop that shot himself in the foot trying to kill a dog?
Yes. That's a good one.
He was serving an eviction notice on a property. A pit bull, of course, when you come in somebody's yard, it's going to bark at you. Barked at it. He went to shoot the dog, and I don't know if the dog like got Jimmy legs and got out of the way or what, but he shot himself in the leg and had to be escorted to the hospital. So the dogs finally won one of those. Accidentally.
Yeah, it's rough. A lot of people get their dog shot. It's a reality of that situation.
Right, but this wasn't even a criminal matter. It was a eviction.
Especially with the way about people feel when it comes to their animals.
Well, if you
people
saw
are quite attached to them.
If you saw a pit bull in a yard, would you just walk through the gate without alerting a, you know, a resident? Do you think because he had a gun, he thought he could just walk in there and if this dog does anything, I'm going to shoot it?
Well, no, it's because he had a pit bull, because people think pit bulls are evil dogs.
That's what I'm saying. So before he opened the gate to go in the yard where the pit bull was, this dog wasn't running loose. He had to open the gate, walk in the yard to get to the door. That's when the dog started barking at him. Do you think he would not have done that if he didn't have a gun on him? If he would have just waited at the gate for the owner to come out?
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, all dogs will bark at you if you walk in their yard.
No, no, that's the whole point of having a dog.
Yeah, pit bull or not, correct.
That's the whole point of having a dog.
It is.
It's just one of those confrontation things. But if it's a pit bull, it's okay. Because pit bulls have been branded as a dog that is less a pet and more of a weapon.
Right. Hate breeds.
A hate breed. Which would really should a hate breed should be like a Rhodesian Ridgeback or something.
Ooh,
like that.
Those things are nasty. They kill pit bulls and boars at the same time.
It's a serious puppy dog.
I thought a hate breed was an Indiana tweaker.
Hate breed.
Yeah.
An Indiana tweaker.
Yeah, an Indiana tweaker. That's right.
All right.
Why Indiana?
No, apparently a hate breed is the kind of dog that somebody that goes to stormfront.fu. What would that, what would their
.edu.
Would it be .edu?
Sure it would.
It's sad. Kansas City. Let's try not to make the headlines this week. We're starting off. It's Monday. It's almost 5 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Explorations with Michio Kaku, and then right before the top of the hour, it's Worker Independent News. But let's try not to have any shootings this week. Let's not shoot anyone on the side of the highway or shoot at people. And
take that to the bullet hole.
If you must, yeah, do that. Or whatever, wherever you like to go. We made national headlines twice last week because of completely crazy people shooting at other people. Completely independent. I mean, of you know, nobody had a gang beef. I mean, what was the, you know, there was no impetus. It was just mentally ill folks with weapons. Which, what I mean, what do we do? How do you protect?
Force everybody to go to the psychiatrist.
We just give all the mentally ill people guns.
Yeah, you arm everybody.
Yeah, you just have to see. That's the argument. That's the going argument in the United States of America, is that the solution to gun violence is we have to all be strapped. I need a Glock. I need the ability to do some, to bust some caps. It's a deterrent, you know? It'd be like if we're all at the gun show. If you've ever been to a gun show, you know, really big, strong people are polite to other people.
Correct. You can also buy switchblades at the gun show. It's the only place I've ever seen those. And they look at you crazy when you ask if those are legal.
Hopefully that'll work, because then someday they'll crack down on, you know, the way to you know, end the war on drugs is to give everybody drugs.
You know, I bet if you go to public school and you had one of those switchblade combs.
Yeah. Oh,
remember those?
You get
guys?
Tased.
Yeah. Yeah, you get tased and expelled.
What about the butterfly knife comb?
Oh, no, I didn't. My parents wouldn't spring for those.
Because I bought a switchblade at
I don't
a
think
gun
the
show.
Butterfly knife combs were nearly as cool as the switchblade combs.
No, yeah, the switch combs, you could only get them at the like state fairs.
Well, listen, I bought a switchblade at a gun show at the state fair. But then when the state fair came, I went to the big knife tent, and they said, "We don't sell switchblades here." And I go, "Yes, you do, because I bought one." You said, "That's illegal." And I mean, I didn't know that. I guess if you have a blade on either end, it's not a tool, it's a weapon. Because switchblades are sharpened on both ends.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. I think it was the greaser. Marlon Brando's character from that the biker movie, which I'm not recalling the name of right now. The
Wild One?
Wild One, yeah. That's right. It was his character is why the switchblade became, outlawed. But, you know, just like brass knuckles. You're not supposed to have brass knuckles either. Or a slapjack, you know what that is?
What's that?
It's like a little, it's a piece of metal in a leather encasement that you hold in the palm of your
slapjack.
Hand.
Slapjack.
Not supposed to have those.
Are roller quarters illegal?
But I went to public school, man. I saw a couple girls destroy each other with a padlock one time. That was really hard to watch.
Or just mood rings.
You really do a lot of mood ring.
One piece brass knuckle.
What color does it turn when you're cutting somebody up?
Red.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
All right, just checking. Well, the program has to be over because we got to play Worker Independent News. We'll talk to you again in the future. Here on Paragon Radio. You can go check things out. ParagonRadio.blogspot. Go find the others.com. Till the future.
Adios.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. Inmates at St. Clair Prison in Alabama are hoping to spark a wave of prison strikes. Inmates who belong to the prison-based Free Alabama movement planned to withhold their labor over the weekend. Melvin Ray, an inmate at St. Clair Prison, says people are being incarcerated for their free labor. The group says work originally intended to help fill convicts' days has been turned into a slave labor system. Alabama passed a law in 2012 allowing private companies to outsource their labor to prisons. The AFL-CIO's Damon Silvers says the U.S. has a history of using prison labor, what he calls quasi-slavery, that depresses wages. Melvin Ray recorded a video from his cell showing beef patties served to inmates at the prison. They appeared discolored, substandard, and unsafe. Ray says in his video that the issues prisoners are raising in Alabama are legitimate human rights issues.
This is cruel and unusual punishment. We have real issues. You know, we have real human rights issues.
Ray has been put in solitary confinement, but he says fellow prisoners are going to make sure he has the resources he needs to keep protesting the private use of prison labor and bad conditions inside the prison. A class action lawsuit by tech workers against Apple, Google, Intel, and Adobe Systems is set to begin trial in May. That suit claims the four tech companies conspired to keep pay down in the tech sector. Class action suit was filed in 2011, alleging that the companies conspired to avoid competing for each other's staff to avoid running up wages. Roughly 64,000 workers are part of the class action suit. If found guilty, the companies could face penalties of $3 billion or more. Walmart costs U.S. taxpayers $6.2 billion a year. That's according to a report from Americans for Tax Fairness. The report says Walmart's low-wage workers turn to food stamps, Medicaid, and subsidized housing programs because they don't make enough to support themselves, and that costs taxpayers the $6.2 billion annually.
Walmart made $16 billion in profits in 2013. Americans for Tax Fairness estimates that Walmart gets $7.8 billion in tax breaks and taxpayer subsidies each year, enough money to hire 105,000 new public school teachers. 142 Utility Workers Union of America members at FirstEnergy's Penelac subsidiary in Pennsylvania are fighting concession demands.